K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, new week here in the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University. On this Monday to May 20th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there. Your host, Eddie Greer, checking in with you. Apologize for not posting episodes over the weekend, but back again and probably you're going to be hearing from this podcast again because, well, tonight because I did record an extra podcast back on Friday that did not get posted this weekend. So look for that hopefully tonight, hopefully later on this evening there as well. Me and Alex will hope to get together at some point. I might be actually be looking at Thursday instead of tonight is what I'm looking at. There as well, since I have a short work week ahead of a big Saturday coming. Yours truly, we'll be back out there for the Bill Snyder 10th anniversary race out there. There will be a postcast on both podcasts at the end of the week or as early as next week. So be on the lookout for that. It's your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate it for you stopping by, giving us a listen here this morning or at some point throughout the day. And of course, if you love what you're hearing, make sure you like and subscribe. You're a K-State fan. Definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast as well. And let's not forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S. You're only going to find bonus content between myself and Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, my co-host for the postcast of football and sometimes basketball on that. So I'm hopeful to record something before making a trip out there, back out to Manhattan before the end of the week is out. There, that's what I'm striving for as well. But K-State did not get the sweep yet again, making me look stupid against BYU. The last game of the regular season, 12-8 was the final score in this game. This was on Senior Day. Caleb Culpepper, Kylan Lotus had big games, but yet again, BYU would overshadow that once again as they take the last game of the series there. So now you have to look at it and say, where is K-State going to be seated at? We're going to take a look at the Big 12 standings here in just a moment. But K-State ends the regular season 31-22 on the 2024 campaign. BYU, the exact opposite almost, 21-31 there. Attendance there has been pretty consistent all year long. Shout out to K-State Nation for showing up, supporting your Batcats throughout the season there. Big crowds consistently out there, so shout out to you guys there as well. The winning pitcher belonged to Stone Cushing, 2-3. JJ Slack was undefeated. He got the win in, I think, game one of the series. Goes to 2-1 of the year there, as well as the pitching staff allows too many runs. But it's just point blank there for K-State. So, and before I get into that, I'm going to try to do something else here. But yeah, so 12-8, I'm not going to dive on into, why did I do that? But anyways, yeah, now it's not going to do it. But anyways, yeah, BYU wins the series by 4 runs in there. And now you have to look at it as such for this baseball team as they get ready for the Big 12 tournament here. Let's see if I can type and talk at the same time here. Baseball tournament. Let me see. There we go. All right. So let me see if I can do this right here. All right. So I got a schedule up. It will start. So the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championships. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. And oh yeah, everybody's wondering about what happened, what's going on with Carl Bernat. I will get that information hopefully during the day and hopefully have that for you tomorrow or at some point this week. So I'm not going to make any promises there. I know I wanted to do it through the tracking, but they just, I don't know if they lost track or couldn't keep up with it. because it was on something else and whatnot. But we'll get on it. We'll get on that as soon as we can here this week. It will give you that latest update there as far as how Bernard did in the NCAA championships. Meanwhile, back to the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship Tournament bracket. All games look like they're going to be on ESPN Plus Big 12 out there as well. So again, if you do not have that, I would suggest to get that right now. So it looks like Texas Tech, Texas will open up. So Texas, obviously their last Big 12 tournament before they finally, all their teams will get the hell out of the Big 12 and get on with the SEC journey. But Texas Tech, Texas will kick it off. They're 7:30 here as well. And let's actually know. So let's just get to it. So yeah, tomorrow. Actually, it's going to be K-State. And guess who they're going to be playing to kick things off? Your rival from the east side. KU, number 6 versus number 7. So K-State comes in 6th in this tournament. And they're going to be playing KU in 9 o'clock in the morning, folks. Tomorrow morning, down there. In Arlington, Texas. So, remember, I believe the season started down there in Arlington, Texas, at K-State. Yeah, so, if anything else, we'll just have to see. I'm just going to play a weight game because I'm not going to get my hopes up on any NCAA regional stuff because our hearts were crushed last year. K-State needs to do what they've been doing the last couple years in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. And that is, right, win. Get deep and maybe try to get into the semifinals and maybe try to sneak it in the finals. We don't know which K-State team we're getting into. All I know is, look, they're going to kick off this thing game 1 tomorrow. So it's not Texas Tech in Texas. So scratch that. But they're going to be playing the late game, though, on tomorrow night. So K-State, Kansas, the game for the very first game, right off the bat. So you're all ready. You better get your coffee ready for that one, game 2. And I'm just going to bring up tomorrow's games. I'm not going to look past Wednesday. Obviously, this is a double elimination. So K-State, 6th seed, KU, 7th seed, West Virginia taking on the number 9, TCU, at 12:30 Central Time. Then the afternoon games, Cincinnati, UCF, number 5 versus number 8 at 4. And then, yes, Texas, number 3 seed, taking on Texas Tech. Texas Tech is 10th, 7:30 there as well. So it looks like if K-State were to lose this game, they would have to play at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. And if K-State were to win, they would have to play the number 1 seed, Oklahoma, 12:30 on Wednesday. So that's what I'm looking at right there. Again, this is double elimination there. So you lose. K-State loses to KU tomorrow. They got to come right back in the Wednesday morning to play. Let's see. The loser of game 2, which I just said, West Virginia or TCU. But if K-State can knock off KU tomorrow morning, they will play. Whoa, hold on. Lower seed. So, no, yeah, they'll play. K-State wins. Yeah, they'll play at 12:30. Yeah, that's for sure. Loser plays in the morning. So, yeah, all confusing aside, K-State, bottom line is you have to win these games. And we'll just have to see how it all shakes out for them tomorrow. Kansas State Wildcats, the Batcats. 6th seed, Pete Hughes, head coach of the K-State baseball team, now getting all screwed up. So Pete Hughes, head coach, manager of the baseball team, their first opponent will be the Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow morning. So you're getting a little preview on this podcast, kind of a recap of what went down at Twin Family Stadium. Fortunately, K-State did not get the sweep. There against BYU, they lose to the worst team in the Big 12 yet on Saturday. They did not play Sunday, so Saturday. Yeah, so there you go on that. So there's your kind of your look ahead for K-State in the baseball tournament. Again, if somehow If KSA can put together some kind of run like they've done along the, over the last couple years, maybe they'll get in to the regional. I just don't know. Right now, it's 50-50 for me, but I've been all along saying they might not get in to the postseason, so we'll see about that. And also, going back to men's basketball for a minute, I could go back and do a pod on Bay Fall, the other get for KSA men's basketball. Was it 2 weeks ago? Something like that. So we'll get you squared away with that, hopefully at some point this week here on the Purple Project Podcast. And again, for those of you kind of on what's going on with the Bill Snyder 10th anniversary, Bill Snyder 5K and half marathon, that's going down Saturday. This Saturday, I think both races are going to start at 7, just like they did. I thought the 5K last year, because I ran a 5K last year, I'm doing it again this year. I thought the 5K started a little bit later, 30 minutes later. But I think that I would probably say, yeah, let's go ahead and do that at 7 o'clock because, oh boy, yesterday afternoon, boy, it was a scorcher. And, yeah, that's saying something for me because, yeah, I'm from the South and I love the heat. But even for me, I mean, you have to do what you got to do. You deal with the cars you dealt with on relays, but, whew, that was something else there. But definitely there'll be a postcast of the Bill Snyder. There will be a preview coming up. Let's see, there'll be a preview on Friday because, yeah, I have Friday off. That'll be a travel day for me going back out west to, as we hear the usual Monday lawn people out there here in the KC metro area. But, yeah, so all things aside, looking forward to this week. Very, very excited and anxious to get there. And, yeah, I'm there definitely. I've had this day, had Saturday circled, and I'm not going to dive into any more, but I had these dates circled for quite a while now. So I will leave it at that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily. Whenever I have a chance to record K-State content here, I'm hopeful to get Alex on later on this week to discuss, well, at that point, Is K-State baseball continue? We'll have to find out about that. Get you all squared away with men's basketball and really start to dive on in to getting yourself ready to go. Yes, it's only the second half of May, but we really got to get y'all in gear for the upcoming football campaign 2024 season, which, of course, K-State will open next year, not this year, but next fall to 2025, overseas in Ireland against Iowa State. That's going to be something there, but we got a whole other football season left to unfold and see what happens there, of course, with head coach Chris Klein and all companies. So looking forward to talking some football, and if anything important comes across the desk between now and then, we will hope to bring it to you here on the Purple Project Podcast. But for now, we have crossed the finish line on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast entering a new week. Go Cats.